This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Campaigning for assembly polls in four states and one union territory is at its peak, with top leaders stepping up outreach efforts across the states to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a massive public meeting at Cooch Behar district in North Bengal today. Prime Minister Modi criticized the ruling Trinamool Congress government, highlighting lawlessness and misgovernance in the state.
Malda mein nyayik adhikariyon ko bandhak banakar rakha gaya. Sochiye, ye kaisi sarkar hai, ye kaisi vyavastha hai, jahan judge aur samvidhan ki prakriya bhi surakshit nahi hai. Mangal ki aam janta ki suraksha ki umeed in logo se kaise ki jaye.
The Prime Minister assured the people of the state that if voted to power, the BJP government will ensure development and drive away infiltrators. Mr. Modi also spoke about the government calling a special session of parliament on 16th, 17th and 18th of this month to take forward the implementation of the Women's Reservation Act from the 2029 Lok Sabha polls. Meanwhile, Trinamool Congress Chief and State Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee addressed public meetings in different parts of West Bengal today. In Kerala, senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed a public meeting in Kunnathunad constituency in Ernakulam district. Mr. Shah said that the upcoming Kerala assembly polls are not merely for changing the government, but to improve the state's future. He noted that NDA's votes share in the state increased since 2014 Lok Sabha polls, and it's time for the government of the BJP left front in the state. In Assam, a senior BJP leader Sarbanand Sonowal addressed a public meeting in Dhemaji. He alleged that previous Congress governments allowed illegal immigration and land encroachment. Party leader and Assam Chief Minister Himant Biswa Sarma also addressed rallies in Bengaigaon, Palashbadi and Gualpara. On the other hand, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi held rallies in Biswanath and Golaghat today. He claimed the BJP failed to deliver on key promises made during the previous assembly polls. He pledged jobs for youth, better health care, women's empowerment and raising daily wages of tea garden workers to 450 rupees if voted to power.
Congress party has taken five decisions in Assam for your benefit. The first thing is unconditional monthly cash transfer in every woman's bank account and rupees 50,000 to any woman who wants to start a small business.
Usko 50,000 rupees business chalu karne ke liye bank account mein paisa.
The government is making all efforts to ensure availability of petrol, diesel and LPG across the country. It has advised citizens to use digital modes for booking LPG cylinders and avoid visiting distributors unless necessary. Meanwhile, Delhi government has imposed a complete ban on the sale of LPG cylinders directly from godowns. To stop illegal activities like hoarding or black marketing, Delhi government has set up a control room with helpline numbers 011-2337-9836 and 838382-4659. The Election Commissioner said that the seizures related to cash, liquor, drugs and other inducements have crossed 650 crore rupees ahead of the upcoming assembly elections and by polls across multiple states. In a statement, the poll panel said state-wise data shows that West Bengal recorded the highest total seizures of 309 crore rupees, followed by Tamil Nadu with 170 crores, Assam with 97 crores, Kerala with 58 crore and Puducherry with 7 crores. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar held a telephonic conversation with Qatar's Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani on the ongoing conflict in West Asia this evening. In boxing, the Indian contingent continued its impressive run at the Asian Championships in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia today. In the women's category, reigning world champions Meenakshi Huda and Jasmine Lamboria stormed into the semi-finals, while in men's section, Lokesh Akash and Harsh Chaudhary secured their spots in the last four stage. And that is the end of this news bulletin.